All right, let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. Proverbs 29. Let's look at one verse of Scripture. Verse 13. Proverbs 29:13. The poor and the deceitful, a deceitful man, meet together. The Lord lighteneth both their eyes. Sad to say, but as creatures of the dust, all of us, we're all born with the ability only to look on the outward appearance of things. We see things as we're able to see things. We see things concerning others, their appearance, their attitude, their social status. We look at the appearance of things that we can perceive, and we surmise or we deduct or we conclude something about that person that's based totally on what we can see. We judge things the way we perceive them to be. And James 2:1, absolutely, the Spirit of God moved on James to write this. James 2:1, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Don't do it. And we do it. Commanded not to do it, and we do it. Now, you're going to look. You look on me, and I look on you. We all have attitudes and this, that, and the other, but listen. The bottom line is this. We're all going to die, and whatever we have in this world, we're going to leave it. It just doesn't matter. When the rich man that fared sumptuously every day, when he died, now here's an easy question. How much did he leave? All of it. Lazarus, in all of the filth and the suffering and the poverty, when he left this earth and was taken and into the very bosom of Abraham, everything that he suffered in this world, what did he leave? All of it. All of it. So, what we have in this life, don't have any respect for that. Don't set your heart on it. That's so easy to say. And our old flesh says, no, I'm still going to, you know, I want to hang on to this. Now, our passage today deals with something that sets forth the marvelous grace of God concerning his mercy. We just read, I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. It's not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, God that showeth mercy. And this passage of Scripture deals with something. It does not matter what a man has attained in this life or hasn't attained in this life. The only thing that matters is what God says about him. That's the only thing that matters. The poor, and it means the destitute, and the deceitful, that one that's the usurer, the one that actually, it means the one that crushes. You know, they meet together. And the Lord lighteneth both their eyes. They stand concerning the things of God. They stand on equal ground. It don't matter. I don't care how much you got in the bank. I don't care how much you don't have in the bank. Concerning the things of God, it's not going to matter. Oh, what an abundance of gospel is set forth in that passage of Scripture. When it comes to mankind, man, woman, Jew, Gentile, rich, poor, we're all born in trespasses and sins. All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. There's none good, not one. Do any of us from the womb seek God? No. No. Well, upon what basis then do we really find any ground to show partiality one to the other? I know we do it. I know we do it. But we have no right to do it. We have no commandment to do it. God, the Scripture says, according to Acts 10:34, is no respecter of persons. You think it really matters? God, whatever you have, He gave it to you. God's going to have more respect to one man over another man because that man acquired more land or more. God gave it. It's God's. It's just not. You're just borrowing this. I had a dear and precious friend tell me the other day concerning, you know, we was talking about the house that I live in. He said, you're going to leave it one way or the other. They'll either carry you out, or he said, you'll find another place. But he said, you ain't staying here. You're not staying here. We're, you know. Oh, this wonderful truth in this verse sets forth that when the Spirit of God is pleased to shine upon a vessel of God's mercy and grace, that illuminating power breaks through all the barriers of darkness and sin and unbelief. It don't matter. It don't matter where you live. You can live in the poorest shanty that this world's ever seen, or you can live in the Taj Mahal. But I'm telling you, when Almighty God comes in power, it's God that's got to remove a heart of stone and give you a new heart, same as the other one. It don't matter. It don't matter. The poor and the deceitful man meet together, and the Lord lighteneth both their eyes. Let me ask you something. Now just think for just a second. Who was more needy? That low-life, conniving, thieving, stinking man that hung on the cross, who spent his life stealing. He was a thief. He was a thief. That's how he made his living, or his whatever you'd call it. He made his sustenance stealing from other people. He was a thief. Who needed more grace, more mercy? Him or that highly respected, self-righteous Saul of Tarsus, who formerly viewed himself as better than anybody? Saul didn't know anybody that was as good as he was. Nobody. Born the right day, circumcised the right day, born the right family. All of his, you know, his righteousness, he kept the law. He was blameless. Now, can you imagine? Blameless? Now, who deserved more? Neither one of them deserved more. How much more grace did it take to save one than the other? The poor and the usurer, the deceitful, they meet together. God lighteneth both their eyes. How about that demoniac of Gadara? Now, I'm talking about a man that lives in the tombs in the land of the Gadarenes. Nobody even wanted to be around him. They better not be around him. He'll kill you. I just imagine sitting around here, wild-eyed, and, you know, kind of looking around, crazy-looking, cutting himself with stones. Man, he's crazy. He's a crazy man. He's got a legion of demons in him. A legion of demons. Who needed more, him or Peter? That hard working. He was a hard worker. He was a fisherman, and it was hard work. And he was working with his daddy. He had a family business, and that man was honorable. That's an honorable business. Who needed more, him or the Lord, or that demoniac, for the Lord to save him? How about that money-hungry Zacchaeus who cheated others, took their taxes? Or that odious leper that I talked about came to the Lord. Lord, if you will, you can. Lord, you can make me clean. Who needed more grace? Let me ask you this. Here's one that amazes me. Who needed more grace? This Cajun from South Louisiana? It grew up in false religion. I never heard the gospel. I never even heard it. I didn't even hear the word. To my knowledge, I cannot ever remember, Neil, hearing the word election or predestination till I was in my late 20s. I never heard it. I didn't even know it was in the Bible. Who needed more grace? Are you that grew up in this church from an infant and heard Brother Scott preach the unsearchable riches of the grace of God? You heard the gospel week after week after week after week. Who needed more grace? The poor and the deceitful man meet together. The Lord lighteneth both their eyes. Who needed more of the power of God? Paul was moved in 2 Thessalonians 2:13 to say this. 2 Thessalonians, I love this passage of Scripture. One of my favorite passages of Scripture. 2 Thessalonians 2:13, 14. We are bound to give thanks alway to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may have come up hearing it all your life. I never heard it till I was 27 is the number that sticks in my mind. I think that's about how old I am, 27 years old, first time I ever heard it. And it was ridiculous to me then, first time I heard it. Not long after I heard it, but it was the first time I heard it. But when God was pleased, as he did by that infant that we looked at out of Ezekiel 16, he said, when I passed by and I saw you in your own blood. Your navel wasn't cut. You weren't salted. Nobody cleaned you up. But it was a time of love. And I said unto you, live, live. Who needs more? We're all on the same ground. It pleases God to draw us to himself. He does the same to everyone, the poor, the arrogant, the haughty, the high-minded, self-righteous. We're all in the same boat. He sends the glorious gospel of free grace, and he gives life from above. the Lord lighteneth. That is, he lights up, he causes to shine both their eyes. Psalm 13:3 says this, consider and hear me, O Lord my God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. I pray God bless this message to the hearts of his people for his glory and our good.